All right, class, your assignment is to write a 5-page essay on sodomy.
Oh man, that's fucking gay.
That is so fucking gay.
School's out.
Alright guys, we're here with our friend Mariah.
So. Yeah, Mariah's promise, you know, we make a promise and then we'll fucking keep it.
Good evening, audience. I hope you are all feeling exceptionally well this evening, as I am.
As
hopefully
am I.
You have had a few drinks, as my friends Daniel, Emil, and I have all partaken in.
Well, Daniel had his official graduation ceremony tonight. And,
which, there was no breakdancing. That was,
yeah,
that was
sadly enough. But there was a woman falling off a stage.
Well, it was Rin Rin. She came to the graduation drunk, which, you know, is expected. And as we're going through the people, which, you know, went by, like, really fast. Like, they're about an hour and a half of, like, speeches and then, like, 5 minutes of us graduating. But Rin Rin, like, gets on stage and gets... Wow.
Well, we're making some fucked up mixed drinks tonight.
I just wanted to know, like, I had an obnoxious drink that... From earlier.
It's sort of like a carissa.
And I just decided to combine the André strawberry champagne, as I'm sure you all are well acquainted with my drink.
And it rose.
From the looking, I don't think
like,
it looks like a bad
fresh
idea.
Bread.
Yeah, it sort of
we'll
rises.
Give it a shot.
There's just nice some yeast going on there.
But yeah, so Rin Rin gets, walks up to the stage to get her diploma cover, because we don't have real diplomas yet. So.
You don't actually get your diploma because we're suckers.
But, yeah, so she gets up and starts flailing about and waving her arms around, being like, "Woo, I'm getting my thing!" And then after she grabs it, she tries, like, flailing about some more for some more pictures, and then falls off the stage.
Fell off that shit like Kelsey Grammer, yo.
Which I'm, like, pretty much right behind her. And then I just start pointing and laughing hysterically. And then I realize I'm in front of everyone, and I probably shouldn't be pointing and laughing, and instead be like, "Oh, can I help you up?" like other people are doing. But instead, I'm just, like, on stage laughing my ass off.
Shit, you should have gone up and kicked her, dude.
I probably should have. And I'm like, "You're holding this up.
Come on, bitch. Moving on."
But Rin Rin is a great friend of mine, so unfortunately, I'm not partying with her right now. She hasn't called me the bitch.
Yeah, that whore.
Slut.
No, but yeah, we've been doing quite a bit of drinking, so if this... If this cast comes off as a little bit more incoherent as the other cast, please understand that
we are just a bit inebriated.
Yeah, Daniel and I just finished like 4 years of college. Me 7, Daniel 4.
Yeah.
So we're pretty fucking excited at this point. So.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I'm excited because I'm in college and we all like to
drink.
Ooh,
Daniel's got a phone call.
I got a phone call. You
Daniel
guys talk.
Has
Can you hear that ringtone?
Booty/graduation call.
We were just bitching about this, and she's actually on the phone right now, which is awesome. I will say, I want to add, tonight we've got two musical guests. The first musical guest will be my boys Endless Mike, who are fucking really great hip-hop troupe from here in Greensboro. My boy Ryan is one of the MCs for the group. They're wonderful. Definitely go check them out. It's just Endless Mike, endless as you would think it would be at mic.com. And then the Newtown Drunks, who are a fucking wonderful group of people, like really funny, really nice. I sent them a MySpace message to get them so we could play their song on our show. They're super, super nice, really good people. Friends with my friend Allison.
More importantly, great musicians.
Yeah, more importantly than anything, they're fucking fantastic musicians.
And that's why we send the props out to them.
Yeah, and thank you
props up Endless Mike!
Yeah, and thanks so much, Newtown Drunks, for letting us play your music, because it's really... I hope we can get more people listening to you. But they're from Chapel Hill. It's sort of a country, like, rockin' sound. It's really good. They're awesome. So we're going to be playing them later, and I guess at this point we're going to figure out what we're going to do with the rest of our evening, but we'll either continue this podcast, or we're going to go get fucked up and then continue it after when we're more
both.
Fucked up. Yeah,
we'll finish the podcast first, because that shit's not kosher.
Seriously. Yeah, seriously.
Okay.
Seriously, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen who happen to be listening to us, I'm sorry that you think we may be lagging out on you. We are not... We're committed to your listening pleasure.
So we want to make you feel good in your yayas.
We will not get more drunk until you listen to us.
Which, that means we don't like being sober, so listen and tell all your friends.
Yeah, exactly. Tell all of your friends to listen to a bunch of drunk kids in North Carolina, because that'll be fantastic for them. Yeah! But
Neil's trying to segue.
Mother!
Neil is trying to segue into this Endless Mike song he wants to play you.
Yeah, so I would really... It's called... This song is called Wake Up, Son.
Wake Up, Son?
Yeah, Wake Up, Son.
Wake Up, Son.
And it's fantastic. I had a biology lab with Ryan, who's one of the MCs for this band. And it's fucking great. It's really funny. So definitely check Endless Mike out.
Which you will, because we're going to play you a song.
Yeah, and go to their website. I already told you guys what the website was, so fucking go check that shit out.
And we'll put a link on our website, as we always do.
As always. So
we're awesome.
Yeah, we are.
We're committed.
So here's Endless Mike with Wake Up, Son.
Hit over the head, get out of bed's a message that I'm taking the steaming clock radio set. From over feeling effects on last night's course of events. Of course it's intense, I think I'm dying, but I'm convinced. Do what stress is gonna save me, and resting sounded promising. Somewhere inside my body, my liver sure acknowledging the presence of a toxin. Gave it a form of shots when forgot just where I was and how I got inside the bottle I was lost in. Tossed in a towel again, but tomorrow night I'll be on a prowl again. It all depends on how long I have to vegetate. Gotta get my head on straight, hell I'm thinking that'll even meditate. It's bright, can't get my blind shut enough. Like I can't look at cute girls busting up. Gotta get a whip, I've been on a bus enough. Goddamn, why's it so hard to just get up.
Unless absolutely necessary, I'll wake up. No earlier than noon, and that's what's up. I have my clothes already laid out from the night before. Groggy, grab my sandals, headed out the door. Disgusting, that's how you describe this floor. Meningitis, meningitis, inside, what the sandals for. I'll be in hot water soon. I left my towel in the room. Turn around, walk back down the hall. Cheap sandals, bar, boxers, ball till I fall. Open up the door, now I'm back in the room. And Baker Man's gone, so I'll blast iTunes. Ace Rock or some Brother Ali. Hieroglyphic CD or some old quality. 5 gigabytes to choose from, damn this is hard. Man, I wanna be a rap star. Get your ass out of bed,
move it now,
get it up,
put it down. Motivation's hard to find.
Get your ass out of bed,
move it now,
get it up,
put it down. It's cold as fuck outside.
I'm going back
to bed. I need to see if my whole damn path is dead. I'm going back to bed. Work's back, I'm gonna be slack instead.
Gotta get up, homie, getting older now. Gotta get it so hot that it's motors now. Gotta maintain focus on the code of how. Gotta keep a real rhythm up and show them how. Plus now, everybody wants to battle me. Please, motherfucker, the shot, I want half of me. Deny me the crown, please, that's blasphemy. And I don't wanna hurt your pride more than it has to be. Mine has to be, as the stamina doubles. Dope at the contenders, man, they're in trouble. But you can't get it chillin' with your man blown bubbles. I'm staying in a booth like cameras and couples. And it is what it is, hope a verse this fat fits on a disc. Most y'all rhymes are hit or miss, but I brought a fully equipped kit for this. But when I rock this shit, I rock with the crew. So if Stuart doesn't wake up, what do I do?
Yo, why would I move when I'm here in a room? Then I'm free to perfume with all the meat I consume.
But there's teeny weeny peeny MCs need to be f***ed with.
Beat them when a snooze goes off, gotta be trusted. Who would get a sweater when I'm in a bed that I fit better in? It's raining and I think I better settle in. Meddling, exam schedule, Zan's an example. Chilling and he's watching Marlon Brando. Already decided that I won't be outside, so I simulate the act in Tiger Woods. So fast, slow dive through the bottom of a wasted day. A couple memories soon to be erased away. Don't shower so it looks like I got face decay. And tomorrow gets spent in the same damn way.
Get your ass out of bed,
move it now,
get it up,
put it down. Motivation's hard to find.
Get your ass out of bed,
move it now,
get it up,
put it down. It's cold as fuck outside.
Going back
to bed. I need to see if my whole damn pack is dead. I'm going back to bed. Work's whack, I'm gonna be slack instead.
Get your ass out of bed,
move it now,
get it up,
put it down. Motivation's hard to find.
Get your ass out of bed,
move it now,
get it up,
put it down. It's cold as fuck outside.
Going back
to bed. I need to see if my whole damn pack is dead. I'm going back to bed. Work's whack, I'm gonna be slack instead.
Yeah, so like Neil picks out songs for us. I trust his judgment.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So like the first time you hear this song, it's like the first time I hear it too, usually. And one thing that I want to ask a question about is he Hindu?
Wait, which who?
I don't know.
No, he's not. Why?
I don't know. I just wanted to ask.
No, he's not Hindu.
Okay.
They're actually both white fellows.
I'm talking about religion here.
I don't know.
I'm talking about race.
I don't think Brian has a religion.
He's going to hell.
Like me, I think he might be going to hell. But I was thinking, because we were graduating today, and so we had a little picnic in the park near our house.
The picnic was
Am I picnic? We mean Budweiser and champagne.
Yeah,
we were just in case anyone was wondering, we don't actually mean fried chicken. Like,
there ain't no food.
Picnic would like entail. What we mean by picnic is Daniel's little rollout thing made for the park.
It's a mat.
Kind of like a beach mat times Jehoshaphat,
a yoga mat.
It's made for grass, so we have like the beach mat.
You just reference your own rap song.
Neil, Daniel, and I, and the booze. Though we set up camp right next to the young children's baseball game, just to make sure we covered all the bases.
And then Mariah pimped out on the 12-year-old.
Yeah, she totally was trying to pimp herself out of the 12-year-olds.
No, I was just saying, friends, there's a difference. Y'all were pimping me out.
Down south, making friends means pimping your shit.
Listen, Sion was on his mark. So number 32, so don't worry. He fielded some grounders.
You know, so whenever you guys want to make friends with me, let me know.
Yeah. I'm back on MySpace. I wasn't for a while, but I'm back. And
like a tool.
Yeah, like a fucking tool. I hate it, but I wanted to
go to my MySpace.
Yeah, my MySpace is a Neilium. It's a NEILYUMDOS. So search that shit. Be my friend. You know.
Yeah, my MySpace.
Maybe I'll send you some shit in the mail because I like to mail weird things.
My
to people,
MySpace
so.
Is myspace.com/. Sharding perfection.
Because that's what he's good at.
Yes.
Mariah, I think you need to tell the story.
What's your MySpace, Mariah?
Yeah, what's your MySpace?
Mariah
doesn't have one because she...
My MySpace is it doesn't exist.
Because she hates the internet, rightfully so, as I said before.
I don't hate the internet. I just don't believe that I need to,
partake.
Yeah.
And social networks.
She realizes how...
I can only have one life at a time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, all of my 12. Children, as the world turns, Mariah's life is as it is.
Mariah is much smarter than we are about the internet.
I'm also a 12-year-old schoolgirl, finally.
I like to, you know, do school stuff, check my email, travel, and buy things. And that's it.
You know what I don't like to do anymore is school stuff.
Yeah, because we don't have to. Yeah, high five, bitch.
Right. As you hear the bitches, all of you out there, like, resonate with me and give them both the big two fingers up as you shoot them both some naughty evil grins and think to yourself, I hate you both.
Mariah, I think you need to tell the ABC story, the really cute ABC story.
Oh, yeah, your ABC story.
Because I love that story.
It's a beautiful, beautiful story of childhood.
It's so cute.
Okay, so
in
South Carolina, whenever you have an ABC store, instead of marking it with ABC, three giant red dots, they only mark it with three red dots, which, as a child, look, I must say, a lot like Toys R Us or like other stores with three red dots. So you think, this store must be meant for children. Yes. As I did. You know, three red dots, that is a store for kids. And when my grandfather would come out, he would always bring me Tootsie Rolls. So I thought, here's the store, three red dots. My grandfather's bringing me Tootsie Rolls from inside. Obviously, this is meant for children. I don't know why you don't let me go inside. But
Lord knows, there's Tootsie Rolls coming out of that motherfucker.
And it's a happy place, all those red dots.
And but then the best part, though, is Mariah finds out in the end that it actually is a fantastically wonderful place.
It's a wonderful place. And what you guys don't know...
As it turns out, it was the best place ever. Because as a child, I would think, damn, this is the best place ever in the world.
Three dot Tootsie Roll.
Like, three dots of Tootsie Rolls.
Let me see your Tootsie Roll.
I am made to go in this place.
And now
as I get to go inside, I'm gonna love it so much.
And she
did. I cannot wait to go in the store with the three red dots and the Tootsie Rolls. I can't. And then I grew up.
Yeah. And what you guys?
And now I do go in the store.
Like the ABC stores are what we call.
But I don't bring out with Tootsie Rolls.
They're owned by the Alcohol Beverage Control Council or whatever it's called.
Because we're in the fucking South.
But like. in
New York
and stuff.
And they store all variety of liquor.
Yeah, but that's the only place you can buy liquor in the South. Like,
we're in the Holy Bible Belt.
In the Carolinas, at least. Because I know in New York you have liquor stores.
Wait, not true. You can buy it from men in the country, and it's called moonshine.
That's true.
Yeah, if I want to buy some shit from a toothless guy that's going to rape my ass, then yeah.
Moonshine's 175 proof.
But what you don't realize is toothless means that you get good head.
That's horrible.
The toothless is a two-teeth
average.
Sorry, I thought it was going to be
honestly,
a joke. Apparently not.
I have to say, give us all a break, as we've literally been drinking since like 3 o'clock this afternoon. So.
Well, I was graduating.
They need a break. Ryan does not.
Okay, for the record, Neil didn't wake up till 4 o'clock.
I didn't. I did not wake up till 4 o'clock because I had a hangover.
He was drinking while he was asleep, apparently.
Yeah.
He says 3 o'clock.
No, but we'd been drinking. I drink too much. I'm talking so much about how much I drink.
I think we're being really loud. We should probably quiet now.
Yeah,
our levels are peaking.
Yeah,
like
we're peaking.
The wazoo.
They're jumping up.
Wazoo.
I'm usually much quieter than this.
Yeah,
but,
we're usually talking like this, and now we're like.
We're talking like we talk like NPR correspondents, like.
But now we're screaming at each
other. Yeah, now we're hollering.
We're partying in my bedroom.
Okay, somebody wants to hear something else.
Let's rock our next musical track.
Which is?
This is the Newtown Drunks, who are a Chapel Hill band, a wonderful group. They're on MySpace, so look up Newtown Drunks on MySpace. The song is called Down With The Poor, and...
We're down with it.
We are.
Because we are.
Feeling their plight. Because
we're literally poor.
Poor, we feel you. If you are listening to this on a podcast, you know, we feel you.
I do have to say, the Newtown Drunks are incredibly nice people. I sent them a MySpace message asking if it was all right if I could play one of their tracks. And
they're so nice, they give you an abortion for free.
That is
awfully nice. We must all concur.
They actually offered to send me one of their CDs, which I would take them up on if I hadn't already bought it, because I love them.
Well, send it to me.
So send it. We'll try to get that hooked up and send it to Daniel. But this is Newtown Drunks.
I take free shit.
Yeah. With Down With The Poor.
So,
appreciate it. And I hope you guys really like it, and definitely go
rock
visit them.
Rock on, kids. Here it comes. Yeah. Down With The Poor.
Make
da, 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 da.
Okay.
Friend them on MySpace, bitches. Bye.
Down with the poor, I'm down with no money, I've got holes.
and I'm putting on lotion.
All right, look, I hope that everyone out there enjoyed that song as much as Mariah did, because I sincerely enjoyed it, and I must give.
And then you can talk about yourself in third person.
Like, yeah.
Mariah's been talking about herself in third person all night. It's kind of weird.
Daniel thinks it's weird.
Neil thinks it's strange.
Yeah.
Okay, just disregard that last two comments. No, that was a brilliant song. I hope you enjoyed it, as we all have.
Newtown Drunks, you guys are fantastic. That was really wonderful. Yeah.
You rule.
And like, I love Tracy Chapman, but I think that took Tracy Chapman one step further to brilliance.
I really appreciate you guys also. Your message back was so nice, and you guys are awesome. Mm-hmm. And you guys know my friend Allison Nichols, so listen up and even email her and be like, hey, we were on your buddy's podcast.
Okay, so look, a pirate walked into the bar with the steering wheel attached to his penis.
Oh.
And the bartender is like, hey man, you got a steering wheel attached to your dick? He's like, it's steering my nuts. It's driving me nuts.
He said steering. She told her own joke the wrong
only because she was saying it out loud.
Well, everyone knows.
Is there a lighter around here?
No. Damn. There might be some ashes.
The fuck?
In the room. But you
by the way, I smoke American Spirits.
As of today.
Give American Spirits.
Send me cigarettes. Lie on your smoking.
What are you saying? Smoke Parliaments.
Yeah, I see exactly. Parliaments all time.
Look, I'm trying to do a. I'm trying to get hooked up. All right, they'll hear also, this and send me them.
Also, we smoke American Spirit all the time. It's very cool.
We love Camel cigarettes.
We love the natural flavor. I do. I love the natural flavor.
We're
things.
Sellouts. We're
like,
sellouts.
Weed. I love the natural flavor. So, if anyone is out there who's listening to this podcast, like, man, this guy sounds cool. It'd be cooler if they were stoned. Well, don't you worry. I am offering you your out. I know I'm being called out because I'm not a stoned, I'm drunk, but I'm being a little bit loud apparently. All I'm saying is, you kids out there who like to smoke, party on. I'm with you.
I think Mariah is taking over this podcast.
I must really say, do not get caught. Don't be stupid. Do not smoke in your dorm room. If you're listening to this and you think smoking in your dorm room is a good idea,
Mariah has a great story about smoking in your house. Enough with the parables.
Tell them why you shouldn't do that.
Why you should not smoke in a dorm room.
Well,
smoke pot in a dorm room.
Because once
can I get a fucking lighter? God damn it, y'all.
I'll find you some shit.
I was smoking weed in my dorm room with one of my ex-boyfriends, and they were set. Knock on the door.
He's a limey.
And they said, police. And I was like, psh, it's not the police. And then I went and looked through the people, and it was. It was totally the police.
The popo, so, as it were, the 5-0, the fuzz, the men in blue.
And I looked at them, and I smiled brightly, and I said, good evening, officers. What's the problem? They said, well, you smell weed. I said, no, it's not weed. It's just incense.
That shit was weed.
And they said, well, can we come in and smell the incense that you're burning? And then I was like, well, not without a warrant. They said, well,
which is the best answer to give any cop.
We can get you a warrant if you stay outside the hall for the next hour and a half while we wait. And I was like, well, then come in. So they came in, and I found some incense in my desk drawer. When I handed it to them, he looked at me very plainly and said, this is not what we smell, but from the weeds and seeds, from the stems and seeds that we see on your desk, we know that you're smoking. So they proceeded to search my dorm room. But the crucial part of the situation...
crucial.
And that's a Mariah catchphrase right there. It's crucial. We just have to I'm not insulting you, Mariah.
It's just
at all. That's a Mariah catchphrase.
Like when Neil says kosher, not when Amber.
Yeah,
when I say
kosher or I say brutal, Mariah says crucial.
So my ex-boyfriend, who was British, had some. He and his friends.
Hello there, Governor.
We're going to Miami the next week for spring break.
I'm going to Miami.
Richie Rich, my British rich. British
Rich.
Friend would be like, he said, John, I'm going to Miami. Can you please hold this, mate, for a few hours while I go out? John says, sure. So he puts it in his wardrobe. Now, the thing is, he had an ounce wrapped in dime bags. For all of you smokers
the fuck
out there,
that's ridiculous.
You realize this is a recipe for conviction.
We're totally getting arrested for this show.
In the few hours that we were waiting for Rich to come back for the club to pick up the weed, John and I happened to be busted for smoking pot. And they look at me like we need to search a room. But I knew that all we had was already thrown on the window. So they look at him like, sir, we're going to have to search room. He was like, okay. All right. So he took him downstairs and he said, this is my bed. This is my desk. This is my closet. And that is my wardrobe. And he pointed across the room to his friend's wardrobe, which had the ounce wrapped in dime bags. And the dumbass police checked the wrong wardrobe, even though I had pictures of him all over it. All over his. They checked his roommates. So, when John came back upstairs, we were really excited. We got off with nearly next to nothing, except for being kicked out of the dorm, and we had to go to lots of drug counseling, and I had to be drug tested for the next 6 months. So, for all of you listening out there, no matter how easy it seems, just go outside. Just go downstairs and out the back door of your dorm and smoke out there. They're just don't smoke in your dorm room.
I actually have to reiterate something that's actually continuing.
Or in your car. Your car is safe too. You can drive around and smoke there. Just don't smoke in your dorm room.
I can't even get a word in.
Don't tell people to drive around and smoke pot.
I can't get...
I'm just telling them the truth.
I have to say, another dorky thing about me is I'm actually allergic to marijuana. I can't smoke it because I will break out and stuff and
die.
And yeah, it's bad. So I'm actually allergic to it.
And you might be too, so don't smoke it if you don't.
Yeah, so don't, you know, stay away from
always it. Try marijuana!
Yeah, loud,
don't listen
loud,
to these
so
boys.
Loud, so loud,
so loud.
Breaking our levels.
Dude, anyone who comes in is going to be like, yeah, I love weed too.
Anyone
look,
who listens to this podcast is going to have their eardrums burst.
Maybe
happen.
They just want weed too. All I'm saying is, smoking is one of my favorite things ever.
Mariah, someone might be listening to this podcast in their classroom, not listening to a professor, and all of a sudden, professor hears, always smoke marijuana! And then the professor's like, what did I just hear? And the person will be like, oh, I had to sneeze.
We do not agree with the, hey, smoke weed every day.
Yeah, but,
we do not adhere to that.
Okay, Mariah, anybody wants to be cool out there, agree with me. I'm just saying, if y'all want to be cool, don't worry. I offer you the cool out.
Do you party?
do you party?
Okay, one time...
Lamest phrase ever, by the
when
way.
I went to Meredith, which is an all-girls school, I had a friend who lives in Canada. She sent me these pictures of some beautiful boys skiing naked in Victoria.
I like some of that.
So, they were skiing naked.
I'm the only one here that
except
wouldn't.
Except for, the goggles and the headwear and the skis. They were totally naked.
How was the shrinkage?
Yeah, but the shrinkage was significant.
At an all-girls school. Oh, it wasn't. You should have seen the pictures.
But their testicles were sucked into their body.
I say them as my screensavers, as you do. But then I went into class and I had to present, God knows... What's it called? PowerPoint. Yeah. I had to do a PowerPoint presentation.
PowerPoint masters, by the
so
way.
As soon as I hooked up my laptop to the overhead, bam, there it was. Naked skiing boy.
Oh, I just farted and it smells
from
rank.
Ceiling to floor.
Seriously, there's like a dead skunk
someone
up my
some
ass.
Marijuana incense.
Yeah. Because that's not that.
The teacher and all the girls in the room started giggling wildly as I, red faced as hell, tried my damnedest to pull that image off the screen quick enough and get my PowerPoint up. So, a word to the wise. If you
don't have naked skiers
naked
on your fucking
boys on your
computer.
Laptop, and if you go to a deprived all girls school of naked boys, if you are deprived of naked boys and you go to an all-girls school,
keep
them off the screen.
By the by, if you are a guy and visit an all-girls school, just...
Be naked and put yourself in a PowerPoint
bone
if you have an
bone. It's a thuggish, ruggish bone.
All right, but so for all you boys out there, I really would recommend visiting an all-girls school. All right. It sounds passe at our age, but in college, I swear to you. You will have an open market.
So I got the phone call I got earlier was inviting us to a sweet party. Yeah. And I told them that we'd go check it out. So
yeah, so we're gonna hit the road, but
Oh, you guys, I'm so sorry to tell you goodbye so soon.
But once again, this was episode 6. We all our listeners out there, we really love you, we really appreciate you listening.
Episode 6.
Yeah. Thank you so much to all the bands. You guys are wonderful. You sounded so great, and we were so happy to have you on the podcast.
And thanks to Mariah for being our special.
Thanks so much to Mariah for being our great guest.
And our podcast listeners, if you appreciate me, then I will come back.
Yeah, if you like Mariah, we'll put a poll up on our forums or some shit. Yeah. You know, we'll figure something out. But
vote Mariah yes or Mariah no.
Okay, but maybe we don't want that.
It should be a thumbs. Maybe it should be a thumbs up. It should be a thumbs up.
But yes, because in the future.
Yes for Mariah and the 06.
I may show my tits, so vote yes.
Wow. Okay, but
enticing.
Yeah. So this is Neelium and
Daniel.
And
Mariah Truelux
signing out, and we love you guys. Have a good evening and be safe.
Peace, homies.